Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Why should I celebrate the feast? Aren't those Jewish feasts?
They're biblical feasts. The whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is about the Lord Jesus Christ. And the seven feasts all have Christ in them in different respects. You know, we start with Passover. He's our Passover lamb. We get to Pentecost, and all of a sudden we have the Holy Spirit that He promised us before He left. And now we have tabernacles, which just means the dwelling of God with us, the dwelling of Christ with us. What's more important than that?
But when you talk about why should I celebrate the feasts, if you have a relationship with the Lord, you've taken on being His chosen people, and you've taken on the celebration of the feasts. You've taken on everything that was in His word that we were to do. And one of the commands was to celebrate the feasts. And you get more of an understanding of why you should be involved with the feast, especially the Feast of Tabernacles. Because the Feast of Tabernacles is a time of meeting with the Lord, time of being in His presence. But to be in His presence, you have to be prepared, the preparation of our hearts. So when the Feast of Trumpets came, there was a time of announcement, the time of proclamation, but also a time of saying, I'm prepared. I'm ready. Now speak to me, Lord. Let me hear your word. Let me become your word.
It's also a time of rejoicing. All of the feasts have to do with rejoicing. Passover. Christ was crucified during Passover. But when He arose, we were to rejoice. And when the day of Pentecost came, the Holy Spirit was given to us. Another time to rejoice. All of Tabernacles, God with us. It's a time to rejoice.
The feasts are God's plan to bring you back to the garden. They are the way that God chose to redeem you. Sometime in the near future, could be as early as tomorrow, God is going to bring the Jews and the Greeks, the Gentiles, into one people. And that's because the Jewish people are believing for a Messiah, a king to come. And that's because the Greeks, the Gentiles, everybody else but the Jews, are believing for a king to come also. They were both believing for the same thing, and were getting there a different way. And for those Gentiles, each feast is important. You can't skip one and say, well, I'll catch it, you know, next year. Your road and path to redemption is through Passover, through the blood of the Lamb. It's through Pentecost, which is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the third part of the triune nature of God. And then we come into the days of Tabernacles, and they're separated very carefully. And we've talked about the month of Elul. We talked about the trumpets. Then we have the days of Tabernacles, when He tabernacles with us. The result of that is that you have gone through these faithful steps, just like it says in Deuteronomy and in the Torah. The difference is you've done it as a Gentile in the Spirit. And the Jews are doing it more in the physical. And we're coming together to become one body in a new creation, a new creature, which is spirit, soul, and body. We've been talking interestingly. Gilgal was the rolling back of the reproach of Egypt for the Jews. Passover for the Gentiles was rolling away the reproach of another age.
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The Feast of Passover, he provided the way for the Gentile to come into the fellowship, to come into his relationship with the Father. The truth, he was the Word. John 1:1 and John 1:14, very clearly, he is the Word. He is the truth. Feast of Pentecost, the Spirit will come to teach us and remind us of the truth. And then the life. There is no life outside of the presence of the Father. There it is, the way, the truth, and the life in the feasts.
I'm glad you said that, Alan, because that's exactly true. We had to have Passover. The blood of the Lamb had to be over that doorpost in order for us to enter in. We come to Pentecost. If you sit down and just look at the gifts of Pentecost, they all come under the number one gift of Pentecost was the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because it's the Holy Spirit that communicates the voice of the Lord to you. Mm-hmm. It's the Holy Spirit that ministers the things that God wants, spirit, soul, and body, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is there everywhere, working. And I like what it says about the Holy Spirit is given to lead you into all righteousness. Wow.
A great platform for people that are seeking to begin to celebrate the feast, and they have a family, learn together.
Yes.
It can be a very exciting time, not just for the kids, but for the adults, because they're learning along with the kids.
If they don't understand what the feasts are about, what the Feast of Trumpets is, talk to them about it. Share with them about it. Learn together what the feast is about. And share it with each other and with them. That's so important in raising your children in the ways of the Lord. I learned so much because my parents read the Word to us and with us. As I was growing up, they would allow us to read different scriptures, even if we had trouble reading it, or we would memorize scripture. I memorized so much scripture as a child. That was the main focus of our evenings together as a family. You know, it was reading the Word and speaking it and memorizing it, and other books, other stories about missionaries and different people that had a walk with God, you know, and that had a relationship with Him. It was wonderful, wonderful way. And that can be such a way for you to prepare for your children.
Set an atmosphere for children. Be one who sets an atmosphere for children to be free, mm-hmm. without being predetermined that they're anything less.
It's really a good family time to read the scriptures together.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Read two or three verses and let the children read the verses with you. You know, it may not be real comfortable at first, but over time it will develop such a love for the Word.
Get the book, Storybook of the Hurlbuts.
Yep.
Storybook of the Bible. Now, what you do is you take that book, you read it too.
Yes.
Read it to your kids. Have them read it. What that does is that takes the story part out of the scriptures. the history, all that stuff that's there. And that you, once you get that behind you, then you go to your Bible and, oh, yeah, I read this in Herodotus. But what you'll do is you'll find the finer little points that are hidden in the scriptures that's not in Herodotus.
And there's little children's books that help for the children to have understanding if they're too young and they're not understanding very well. There are books for children that if you look online or you look in certain places that you can find that talk about the Feast of Trumpets, that talk about the Feast of Tabernacles, that talk about the different feasts, but also talk about the stories of the Bible, talk about David and what he did, you know, with Goliath, and talk about the Good Samaritan, and talk about the different ones, you know, Joshua and Joseph and what they went through. There's so many stories that are for children that could allow them to just to be understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. To help them understand and to move in. And it would help you too, because reading stories for children is easy for everyone to understand.
When you teach, you learn.
That's right.
So if you're teaching your children, not only are you learning, you're retaining way more than if you just study.
I have one suggestion. Go to a Jewish bookstore.
Oh, yeah. You bet.
And even call a local synagogue and say, I'm interested in the feast. What material can I get? And I'll tell you, between the Jewish bookstore and the material you can get from a synagogue, you're going to get a lot. Because, see, to me, the foundation of the Jewish belief is the family. And that is huge.
You usually need somebody to help you to understand what is being said. You know, remember the story of Philip. You know, he went to the Ethiopian because he couldn't understand what he was reading. It is good to have, I would say, a multitude of teachers. Find it from as many different sources as you can find.
I want to go back to what Dale was saying about the Jewish bookstore and the synagogue and the family, because you can learn all about the feast and miss the spirit behind the feast. And that's why I believe it's a big deal to go to a Jewish bookstore or synagogue and get the spirit. Obviously, the Jewish, the Hebrews, were the the beginning people God gave the feast to.
Right.
Obviously, they're biblical feasts, and they're for, you know, they're for everyone. But they were the originating people that God gave these feasts to, and it wasn't just the feast; it was the spirit behind the feast.
Correct.
And so, that to me is a big deal. Getting the spirit, getting the family spirit behind the feast, because then you're going to, well, first off, it's going to be fun. It's not going to be this dry religious thing that you go through. If that's what it is, you missed it. You missed the whole point. You're missing God because you're just going through some religious activity. If you find the spirit behind it, the family, then you go into one of their feasts and, you know, they're having a ball. You know, they're having fun.
Absolutely.
And so if you miss the fun, you missed it.
Classic example of that is, in fact, Shabbat or the Sabbath, because if you've ever been to a synagogue, especially in Israel, they take that challah bread and they start ripping it apart and throwing it across the table. You know, and, you know, if you're not paying attention, they're going to hit you in the head. Because it is a fun time. It's a very, very exciting time. And that's why you want somebody who knows to teach you, to share with you. And like Ron is saying, make it fun. You know, if it's not fun, don't do it, because it's not God. My gosh, you know, ask some Jewish people, can I be with you during this feast? And oh, you'd be surprised. They'll never say no.
Yes, I say it this way. I choose every opportunity I have to go to my elder brother and say, teach me, relate to me, we're family.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.